Well, Strike, what are you looking so worried about?
Huh?
What's the worried look for? Somebody cut off your head or something?
No, there's nothing the matter with me.
You look as though you're going to be nailed down in the coffin.
No, I don't. I was just thinking what's going to happen to us today.
To us? Why, nothing's going to happen to us.
Strike, what about last lesson?
Well, I'll be the mug. What about it?
Percy never said we could go at all. Greenbottle dismissed the class.
Well, Strike, what about it? Nothing to do with us.
No, but we'll cop it.
Oh, rats.
He called us back, but we never went.
I never heard him.
Of course you did.
Oh, baloney. Well, he can't prove anything anyhow.
No, but I reckon that
Minute, quietus, Percy.
Strike.
Oh, will you have a look who's here?
Yeah.
Greenbottle.
Strike, what are you doing here, Greenbottle?
Yes, well, I couldn't help being early.
You're telling me.
You'll cop it today.
I'm early.
Yeah, but you told us we could go last lesson.
Oh, pipe down, Stamford. What are you worried about?
Well, Strike.
If we can't talk Percy out of that, well, I'll go eat.
Yes, that's all right. He's probably forgotten, isn't he?
Of course he has.
Yeah, but...
Oh, go home and play with your rattle.
Oh, you shut up, Bottomley.
Yeah, what for?
I'll dong you.
That'll be the day.
Hey, where's Percy?
How do I know? I haven't seen him.
Yes, well, I've got a good mind to go home again.
Go home?
Yes. Me old man wanted me to stay home today anyhow.
Stay home?
Yes, he's putting up a new motor shed.
I bet that'll be nice.
He wanted me to help him.
What? Did he want you to help him in with the piano?
Yeah. Aye? Piano?
Yeah, don't you have to keep the piano in the motor shed?
No, of course we don't. The piano's in its proper place in the washhouse.
Ah. Well, anyway, I thought you had a motor shed.
Shall we have?
Well, what are you putting up another one for?
Me old man might buy a car.
He might?
Yeah.
Well, if he does, well, why can't you keep it in the shed you've already got?
If that shed's for the car he might have bought last year.
Oh, I see.
Aye?
Well, maybe I'm having one of my dizzy spells.
Yes, well, he can put up another motor shed if he wants to.
Sure, sure.
He doesn't have to waste his money on motor cars just because he's got the sheds, you know.
Nah. Listen, Greenbottle, do you know you're nuts?
Of course I do. There's almonds and walnuts and peanuts, Brazil nuts. There's hundreds of them.
What? Well, that settles it. I am having a dizzy spell.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you blokes talking about?
I don't know. Ask him. He started it.
Well, I reckon you're both mad.
Yeah. Sure. Hey, listen, do you want me to bowl you?
Now, wait a minute. Don't start a fight.
That wouldn't take long.
Oh, pipe down, Bottom.
No, wait a minute. Let's have a game of Heidi.
Heidi?
Me.
There, go Percy your beer in a minute.
Oh, rats, he's late now. So maybe he's not coming.
No, and if he does come, it'll be too late for a lesson.
Sure, so what's the difference?
Yeah. Well, you can go east, Stanford.
Huh?
Yeah, that's an idea. We'll hide and you go east.
I'm not going east. Greenbottle suggested it so he can go east.
Oh, Strike.
All right, Greeny, go on, you're east.
Yes, but
well, it's your idea.
Sure.
It's your idea. Well, this is the base here, Percy's table.
Okay. Well, you've got to give us 100 to get away.
Yes.
And close your eyes.
Yes. And if you get home, you've got to say, tune 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, we
that's
know.
Right.
So close your eyes.
Yes, you're right. I'll count up to 100.
Come on, Stamper.
Hey, you're not allowed to go out of the school grounds.
No, all right, you close your eyes.
Yes, well, I'm counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 9, 17, 6, 2, 37, 38, 12, 28, 29, 30 days, that's September, April, June and November. All the rest have 31, 32, 33, 34, 57, 20, 96, 104, 103, 102, 101, 100. Coming ready or not? Where are you? I'll have a look at the window. Well, there's no one behind the blackboard. Yeah. Shh! Somebody at the door. I'll jump on it. Yes, well, you're here.
What do you think you're doing?
Yes,
come here, Greenbottle. Come over here immediately.
Yes, I didn't mean that.
Didn't mean it? You jumped right on top of me. What on earth do you think you're doing?
Yes, well, I couldn't help it.
Couldn't help it? You deliberately jumped on me as though I was a new hat at a woman's bargain sale.
No, I never.
Look, where are the other boys?
Oh, God.
What was that?
Yeah,
who's under this table? Stanford, look, come up here. Come out of there.
Alexa, you trod on my finger.
Trod on your finger? If I'd known you were there, I'd have trodden on your face. What in the name of fortune do you think you're doing under the table?
Nothing, sir.
Nothing?
No, sir.
Will you excuse me for a minute, sir?
Certainly.
That's on 1, 2, 3, Stanford.
Strike.
What?
Yes, well, go on. What were you saying?
Oh, yes. Well, where was I?
Under the table.
Oh, yes. Well, now, yes. Oh, look, what were you doing under the table, Stanford?
Why, sir?
Well, I thought it... why? Never mind why.
No, that's what I say.
Yes, that's what Greenbottle says, too, so... now, what? What do you mean that's what you say?
Never mind why.
Oh, exactly. Never mind why.
No, sir.
No, well, there you are, you see. You get worried about these things so that all our time is wasted.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I wasn't late today, was I?
Yeah. No, Greenbottle, you weren't.
Yes, well, I couldn't help it.
No, all right, I didn't say you could. I'm very pleased to know that you arrived before I did.
Yes.
Yes, unfortunately, I was a little late today.
Why, sir?
I couldn't help it.
Yeah, well, I know how you feel.
Now, look, keep quiet, Greenbottle. And Stanford, I'd be very pleased if you'd mind your own business.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it was rather unfortunate, but, well, it was just one of those...
What? Strike, you here, sir.
Here? Of course I'm here.
Well, who's he?
Who's who?
Who's he?
What do you mean, who's he? You know everybody here. That's Stanford and that's Greenbottle.
Yes, hello.
How are you?
Look, just a minute. What's going on in this classroom? And have you taken leave of your senses, Bottomley?
No, sir.
Well, what on earth's the matter with you?
I just wanted to know who's he.
Well, I told you, Greenbottle.
No, I'm not.
No, of course. What? Listen, do you want me to give you the stick?
No, well, I'm not he.
No, well, I know you're not when you say it that way. Bottomley's he.
No, he's not. Sir, I am.
Oh, I see. What?
Yes, but it's not me, because I've just been he.
Well, no, they're not. That's a certainty.
I never got home, sir.
Look, would somebody be good enough mind telling me what this is all about? Stanford never got home, and he should be in one. You're not him, and he's not you. What is all this?
It's Heidi.
Heidi?
Yes, we're playing Heidi.
Yes, sir.
You want to play?
Can I?
You'll have to go, eh?
He?
Yes, we're playing Heidi.
Now, look, why? Look, for goodness sake, stop that unholy din. And I'm certainly not going to play hide and seek.
Oh, strong. Hey,
why not, sir?
Go on, sir.
Look, you boys are all going the right way to get the stick. Where do you think you are? Back in the kindergarten? Hide and seek. Stop this nonsense immediately and see if we can't get some work done.
Quiet.
You had no right to be playing hide and seek in the first place.
But we thought you were coming.
Yes, sir.
Oh, did you? Well, you were wrong. And now that I'm here, just settle down and behave yourself.
Yes, sir.
Right. Now, take out your atlases.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Atlases?
Yes, your atlases.
We were doing history.
Bottom. Would you like to take charge of this class?
Well,
would you?
What's a pay like?
Well, you don't get much, but you have a lot of fun. No, I mean, follow me. Come out here. Bend over. Serves you right, Bottomley. That's the only way to deal with you. I don't know why you don't get a job as a clown in a circus.
It takes a clever man to be a fool.
Sure it does.
Well, in that case, you'd never get a job in a circus, Bottomley. And look, I don't want any helpful remarks from you, Greenbottle.
Yes, well, all I said was it takes a clever man to be a fool.
Look, I don't care what you said. And anyhow, who told you that?
Me old man.
Yes, I thought as much. Well, if it was anything to do with fools, he'd know about it.
Yeah. He's a very clever fella.
Yes, well, he's certainly got the qualifications if it's necessary to be a fool. And I'd be pleased if you'd stop talking about him.
Yes, but I can't help thinking about him.
No, but why not?
He's probably put the issue up by now.
Oh, yes, he's bound to have done that, because... I beg your pardon?
I just said he's probably got the Hessian up.
The Hessian?
Yes, I told you. He's building a new motor shed.
Told me? You didn't tell me anything of the sort.
Yes, I did.
No, you never. You told us before he got here.
Yeah, well, you certainly didn't tell me.
Didn't I?
No, Greenbottle.
Oh, well, you'll be very interested in this.
Yes, I'm glad you haven't forgotten about it, because I... Now, wait a minute. Look, I don't want to hear anything about this motor shed.
But it's a new one.
Well, I don't care if it's 3,000 years old. I don't want to hear about it. It's just rubbish.
No, it's not. It's valuable.
Valuable?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, I shouldn't think it would be particularly valuable if the roof is made of Hessian. Didn't you say the roof was made of Hessian?
There's no roof on it.
What?
There's no need to have a roof.
No need to have a roof?
No, of course it's not. There's a roof on the car.
What car?
The car that'll go in the shed.
Oh, is there?
Yes, there's bound to be. The Hessian goes round the sides.
What of the car?
What car?
This car that you bought.
We haven't bought a car.
Haven't you?
No, of course we haven't.
But what? Well, why build the motor shed?
Yes, well, We might use it as a kitchen.
Oh, what's the use?
Yes, well it'd be better than having the stove in the front hall.
In the front hall? Why on earth don't you put the stove in the kitchen?
What about when you're having the bath, you put the fire out?
Oh, I don't believe it.
Well, maybe I'm
nuts.
You
have things convenient, like.
Greenbottle, would you mind very much keeping that silly tongue of yours still?
Yeah. I was just telling you about the shed.
Well, look, stop telling us about it. You don't seem to realize how much time you waste when you just tell us about things.
Yes, well, I like discussing topics of a helpful nature.
Greenbottle, if you dare discuss any topic of any nature, I'll hit you over the head with this blackboard.
Why?
Quiet! Anybody would think that this was an asylum.
Well, you ought to know.
Of course, I've had years of experience in places like... No, look, what did you say then, Bottomy?
Sorry, sir.
Yes, you were being insulting then.
Insulting? How do you mean, sir?
You know very well how I mean.
No, sir.
Didn't you suggest that I'd been in an asylum?
No, sir, I didn't know about that.
Didn't you?
No, sir.
Oh, well, there you are, then. You see, you're not as clever as you think you are. You don't know everything.
No, sir.
No.
Yes, and I didn't know about that either.
About what?
About you being in an asylum.
Didn't you?
No, you must know my uncle.
What? Wait a minute. Look, what are you boys talking about? I've never been in an asylum.
I've
never been in an asylum, you idiots.
Why not, sir?
They haven't caught me yet.
I don't blame them.
Yes, my uncle's been there for years.
Oh, what's the use?
He keeps thinking he's Napoleon.
Perhaps he is Napoleon.
No, he's not, because my grandfather is.
Well, look, that's the finish. I can't bear any more of this. If this keeps up, I will be in an asylum. You boys just go do your absolute best to drive me insane. Look, you can all clear out of here.
Yes, sir.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.